GameStop, Reddit, the Wall Street Bets online group. You may have already heard about this story. A band of day trading internet users on the popular website Reddit have pummeled Wall Street by gobbling up the stock of GameStop, a brick-and-mortar video game retail chain. There are countless stories out there to explain the financial alchemy at work here, but suffice it to say, many Redditors grabbed the stock for just a few dollars, and it has since skyrocketed in value to $200 or $300 a share, all for a company that appears to be worth much, much less. And their gain turned into a big loss for hedge funds and other Wall Street investors, which may just be part of the fun for these rebel investors. But where is all this going? Well, I spoke today to Christian Peltier, one Reddit investor who lives in Thetford, and I asked him how he got involved.
I probably heard about it at the end of last year, late December, and then I got involved in actually buying a few shares of the stock only probably 2 weeks ago, so just slightly before others got involved. So it's been on my radar a while, but luckily got in a little earlier than most.
Is this something you've done a lot, or were you just kind of, you know, dabbling in trying your hand at investing?
Certainly dabbling in this kind. I have had more traditional investment mechanisms before, but this is, it's become so accessible to someone sitting at home during quarantine to have an app like Robinhood and make a trade like this. So it's one of the first trades I've done in this manner.
So tell us about this subreddit, if you will. What did you see there that made you want to invest your money this way?
Well, it's definitely an interesting group of people that have come together to provide unconventional stock advice. And you see lots of different posts suggesting a whole gambit of trades, some very good and some very bad. But this one appealed to me because it had fundamental research behind it on why GameStop might be undervalued and why hedge funds overshorted the stock and created the situation that we have today.
Well, you know, a lot of the reasons that we hear that people got into this was sort of to, let's say, stick it to the man, if you will, because these big hedge funds make a lot of money by shorting stocks. And apparently this subreddit group got together and said, you know what, if they're going to say that GameStop is a loser and they're going to try to short this stock and make a lot of money off it, we're going to do exactly the opposite. Was that part of your motivation? Did you feel a little bit like you were, you know, playing David to Goliath in a way?
Certainly. It's natural to feel when you see we're in a pandemic and you think of businesses that are struggling to stay afloat, and you see that I know the numbers are not totally concrete, but a hedge fund short a company over 100%, you think this shouldn't be going on, and it feels good to kind of stand up to powers that are stronger than you.
So what is your ultimate goal here? Because we've already seen this stock top out around $460 a share last week. It's about, I think, $200 now. So some of you may have already kind of missed out that window to sort of cash out and really make big money. I'm just wondering what your personal plan is on this.
Yeah, I got in early enough where I still have a little bit of profit on paper, but I intend to hold my shares and see where this goes. I'm not convinced it's completely over, so I will be a spectator and keep following the stock price and following the news, and I'm ready to hold on for as long as need be to see where this plays out.
Wow, that's fascinating. I'm wondering about that because, listen, I'm not a big stock guy. I don't really understand all of this completely, but I am wondering, you know, is that a viable plan? Because, again, GameStop is a brick-and-mortar shop, you know, selling video games. Everything's digital now. It doesn't seem like the kind of thing that can keep going up, but you're thinking or betting that it can.
No, I think this price is way overinflated, but I'm not sure all the short interest is covered on the stock. So I still think there is room to go up, but I think it will settle back down well below what we have now. But I still think that could be maybe days away or weeks away till it goes back down.
Yeah, I guess it's all about, you know, when do you finally sell? But Christian, even if you don't sell at a profit, will this have been worth it for you?
Oh, for sure. I've learned more about the stock market in the last 2 weeks, locations where I can find pertinent data about companies or SEC data on the stock market. I think it's been just a great lesson on the power of the individual investor and where to find resources to take control of your finances.
Do you mind if I ask, if you do, you know, make some kind of profit on this, whether it's healthy or even modest, what do you plan to do with the money?
I definitely am going to take my dogs to a nice pet store and get them some new toys because they deserve it. and then I will save some of it. And then certainly there's been a strong sentiment from online communities that it's our duty to give back from these profits to local charities and nonprofits. So I will certainly be donating to help some more vulnerable Vermonters in this time. So looking forward to that, regardless how that this shakes out.
Well, best of luck to you. Christian Peltier works for an environmental nonprofit in the Upper Valley. He lives in Thetford. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.